We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Steve and Wander. Dr. Wander, thanks for stopping by. You're helping people with diabetes. You're helping people with so many different health ailments. Tell me, why is your mission to get out there and tell more people than just who you help with in your practice?
Yeah, our main two people we help are patients with type 2 diabetes, as well as patients with thyroid autoimmune issues. And it really started, I saw my grandmother suffer when I was a kid. She took us out to lunch and basically she put out 13 pills on the table. And I was like, what are all those pills for? And she said, well, you know, the first one's for my sugar, the second one's for my cholesterol, third one's for my thyroid, fourth one's for my pressure, fifth one's for the side effects of the first one, and on and on. And then I saw her basically go tragically downhill in her health status. And that got me really interested in those two diseases.
Okay. And so from that, you decided to work on, make your practice focus on those?
Yeah. I mean, I was young back then, but as I went through school and then, you know, what patients, we can handle a lot of different things, but in terms of just putting our name out there, in terms of what we do and specializing, those are the two, and those are the, that's the reason why we have those two.
Okay, so tell me specifically enough when people come to you, what kind of questions you ask them, and then look at what kind of plan once you figure out certain things.
Well, what we do is kind of relate with them, and I can, after seeing over 15,000 diabetics in my career, I know their story, which is, you know, they got their blood done and their doctor said, okay, here, take this and change your diet, lose weight and exercise, and it doesn't work. It's proven not to work. And so I explain to them, I tell them their story, so they sort of usually like that. I can explain my grandmother's story, and then I explain to how we do things a different way, which is really finding out why they specifically can't regulate their blood sugar. And that's done through diagnostic testing that they've never had before. And so if we lined up 1,000 diabetics and we worked up 1,000 diabetics, there would be 1,000 different treatment plans because not everyone is and should be treated the same. But in the traditional model of care, that's exactly how they do it. Typically, a patient starts with metformin and then they go to glyburide, glimepiride, glipizide, Actos, Januvia, Farxiga, Ozempic, Rybelsus, Falcilicity. I call it Falcilicity. They call it Trulicity, and then on to insulin. And then that model of care is just doesn't work. And so you have to treat each patient as an individual and custom make their treatment plan from the ground up is the only way to reverse the process.
Reverse the process. And do people, what are you hearing from people that this is, it's so challenging because the traditional medicine is going to say, here's a pill. And then, and then you're taking medication, then you're going to test your blood sugar, and then you're going to go to insulin. You said it's a vicious cycle. Why is it a vicious cycle?
Well, it's a vicious cycle because, you know, I use an example about 5 or 6 years ago, Goldman Sachs, the investment company, they basically took a huge percentage of all their investments from their clients and they put it in the pharmaceutical model. And they said, this is the best business ever. Person starts with one medication. How long do they have to take it? Forever, the rest of their life. And then what happens? They get another one and another one and another one. They said it's the best business ever. And unfortunately, you know, patients who are on that route, they're in the customer for life program. And so it's been shown not to work as diabetes has gone from the seventh to the third leading cause of preventable death in the United States. And so, you know, you have to treat each individual patient based on their findings through testing. And then, you know, it's not what you asked me, what did the patients tell me? It's not even really what the patients tell me. It's what you can see in black and white on patient labs of objective data. You can't argue it because you can show someone's markers, their blood sugars, their blood pressure, their cholesterol, their triglycerides, and in many other markers as well, going in the right direction and normalizing while decreasing, reducing, and eliminating their medication. So it's not something that can be argued because it's objective data.
It definitely sounds like it's objective data. And then the fact you look at things and say, why? Why are more and more people being diagnosed with diabetes today? What do you think? It's definitely dieting, right?
But- well, no, that's actually one of the three major myths. So the three major myths, when I ask patients why they think they're diabetic, they always will use, I use the acronym WAG, weight. W is weight, A is age, and G is genetics. So there's absolutely no genetic component to type 2 diabetes. age, there's no disease that you automatically get when you turn blankety blank age. And weight has nothing to do with diabetes. It's not the cause, and it sure is not going to be the cure, but that's what people think it is. And so, you know, what you have to find out is, why isn't this person regulating their blood sugar? And it's due usually to any number of organs and organ systems. It could be inflammatory issues. It could be gut issues. It could be food sensitivities. It could be nutritional deficiencies. It could be toxicities. It can be hormones. It can be all of the above. And that's normally what it is all of the above. So once you kind of put your attention on what's causing the issue, then it's just a natural good side effect that the person will start the process of reducing their blood sugar, their A1C. They'll start losing weight without exercising, without even trying, because we're at the core of the problem, not covering up the symptoms with what I call the pill for an ill model.
and that's interesting. So you're saying that the things that say cause diabetes is not true. That's amazing to think about, because everyone thinks it is.
It's very common. But when you kind of look into the core issues and explain it, you know, I learned something years ago one of my mentors told me, you know, if they knew what you knew, they'd do what you do. And so if you can explain to patients and not be so intricate and just kind of not use the medical terminology, but use analogies and use stories and use information that makes sense to them, then they will then say, okay, that does make sense to me.
And see, that's the exact truth. It's stories. Got to be able to tell a story. You got to be able to explain things to people and see that this is what can happen. And traditional medicine is dying in so many aspects because they're owned by the pharmaceutical companies. And that's it. Hey, because they're going to make more money, the more medications they put them on, the more different things. And people are busy people. And then it leads to other things as well. So what do you recommend if before seeing you, because they definitely need to see you, especially or contact you, that some steps to take if they just found out they are close to becoming diabetic? They're in that, you know, borderline phase of becoming a diabetic. What would you recommend?
It's funny that you use that terminology, because there's really no such thing as pre-diabetes or borderline diabetes. I usually use the analogy of, well, that's like either a woman is pregnant or pre-pregnant. There's no such thing. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. You're either diabetic. You can either control your blood sugar or you can't. Now, is a woman who is 8 months pregnant more pregnant than a woman who is 1 month pregnant? Absolutely. But they're both pregnant. So same thing for diabetic. If someone was just diagnosed because their A1C is, you know, in the pre-diabetic range of 5.7 to 6.3, then, you know, are they less diabetic than someone whose A1C is on multiple oral medications and insulin and their A1C is 9.5? Of course they are, but they're still diabetic. They still can't regulate their blood sugar. So, you know, the first thing I recommend to people is, you know, either contact us and set up a consultation or watch one of our webinars, which I kind of go through the process of explaining their story, explaining the difference, and then explaining what we do that's different. And then on when someone does set up a consultation with us, then I can go more specific to their case, so we can figure out, okay, well, what, you know, not everybody gets the same testing, not everybody gets the same treatment. So we need to figure out, what do they need? I mean, someone who just got diagnosed is obviously not going to get the same treatment plan that someone who's been diabetic for 12 years.
Exactly. And I'll say, but the problem is, we do a one size fits all. My mission, again, is to help people get their attention, marketing, build their social media, build their digital assets. Yet everyone thinks you need a custom, you can't customize. Oh, yeah, you just tell everybody the same thing. No, I have to go in and look at the reports, look at the specific things, look at what their mission is, how their messaging is, put all those things together and say, okay, now we have a plan. It sounds like you do the exact same things when somebody comes with diabetes or thyroid issues. You look at the same type of things. You look at the testing, you look at their environment, you look at what they're eating, you look at things they're doing, and then you create a customized plan for them. It's like, to me, if you ask me a question, Neil, how can I gain X amount of followers on TikTok? Well, is that really the reason you want? Well, who told you it's supposed to be TikTok? Who told you it's supposed to be Instagram? It could be as simple as finding a community and growing a community of people that are dealing with diabetes and bring them all into one community to teach and help them. It's not about, okay, I got to go viral on TikTok or I got to go viral on Instagram and my business is going to boom. Right. It's not that simple. It's a case by case place. And that's why as I customize, you do the same thing. You customize as well. Where can people go ahead and sign up for that webinar now? Where can they go?
The best way to is just text us at 240-301-2727, and then we can get them the right information. What I've learned, you know, over the past 3 to 5 years is people text and will answer text. And so that seems to be the most convenient way. So that's now what we give people is our text line. Again, 240-301-2727. They want to check out our website. They can go to, you know, doctor spelled out. So D-O-C-T-O-R, wander.com is another good way to hear me explain certain things on, you know, TV appearances and appearances at, you know, Carnegie Hall and Coca-Cola and Mercedes and Harvard and things like that. So they can get a little bit more background on me.
All right. Thanks again, Dr. Wander. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.